week is rolling on here, and thank you for coming back and joining another one of my PGA DFS top five videos. This one, it's going to be the PGA DFS top five sleepers for the Masters. Very important one, given the fact that you have to compete against 450,000 other lineups on the DraftKings Millionaire Maker this week for the $10 buy-in, even the $100 buy-in. You got to compete against 28,000 other lineups. So we are going to find a couple of guys that'll help you create some leverage in those lineups. And of course, if we get a good finish out of one of these guys, it'll be great that you have them in your lineup. So how did we do last week at the Valero, Texas, before we move on to my picks for this week? And by and large, we did okay. We got four guys through the cut. That's at least the first start. Then we had another top. We had actually a really good top 10 in Gary Woodland. Nice play by me there. Top six last week. Will Gordon didn't have a good week. Bernd Wiesberger was the one miscut. Aaron Wise did make it through the cut. And Cam Davis was pretty good in that high 8K range. So give myself a B there since Gary Woodland was like 4% owned and ended up in the top five. So pretty good start there. Let's move on to my top sleepers here this week. Number one, I'm putting him here because he's maybe not necessarily a sleeper, given the fact that his ownership is creeping up towards 10%. But I would consider anything under 10% to be a sleeper. So Matt Wallace coming in off of his best start in quite a while, coming in third, also 28th the week before that. So 6,400 for him, projected at 7% owned. Missed the cut a couple of years ago here at Augusta, his first try. Second try in November when he wasn't playing good, he came 46th. Now this week, playing much better. So I want to go into Matt Wallace. Strokes gain ranks for the year, 93rd off the tee, 4 on the approach. That's really good on him. 63rd around the green and 47th putting. Okay, now my second sleeper of the week I want to talk about is Lee Westwood. Here's a guy that has some impeccable course history here. In fact, the only thing he hasn't done is won here at Augusta, 38th in November. So he has played recently. Had taken a year off, or didn't qualify, I should say, in 2019. And recently, while he didn't play great there at the Honda Classic, missing the cut, but prior to that, remember, the 2 second place finishes at the Arnold Palmer and the Players, I love that. Strokes gain ranks, doesn't have many starts, but 129 off the tee, 92 on the approach, 65 around the green, and 44th putting. Okay, the third sleeper I'm going to talk about, and this guy continues to drift, and I'm not sure why, maybe that'll even lower the ownership more, is Adam Scott. 7,600 this week for him, a great price, given the fact that he hasn't missed a cut at Augusta. I don't know if he's ever missed a cut at Augusta, let alone recently here. 34th and 18th in his last two tries. Of course, at the Honda Classic 3 weeks ago, came in 13th, his best showing in quite some time. Love to see that he's coming in his best form of the season. 133rd off the tee, 59th on the approach, 142nd around the green, and 57th putting. It's pretty good there for Adam Scott. Similarly to Adam Scott, coming in his best form of the year is Bubba Watson, making it all the way to the Sweet 16 in the match play. Bubba, we all know, is a two-time winner here at Augusta, 57 and 12th in most recent years. But coming in at 7,800, maybe a little bit overpriced, I'll take it. 4% owned. I think he's a great target for the $10 Millionaire Maker buy-in. He's a guy that if he gets into the top 10, we know he's going to score well and will certainly help you win a contest like that against 400,000 other people, or lineups, I should say. 17th off the tee, 33rd on the approach, 93rd around the green, and 191 putting. No surprise to see Bubba struggling on the greens. Okay, my number one sleeper of the week, the highest priced guy of these five, and it is Colin Morikawa. 9,600, but he is sandwiched in between my two other favorites, Patrick Cantlay and Jordan Spieth, who are soaking up roughly 50% ownership this week, maybe 45, certainly above 40 between the two of them. So just not a lot of people getting to Morikawa in this spot, projected at 5%. Gotta love that. If you believe his short game will come around and be here this week. As you can see, 77th around the green this year, 179 on putting. That's not going to get it done. What will get it done here? Number one on the strokes gained approach. If he does putt and chip well this week, I can't imagine we won't see him in the top 10 here. I think his game is tailor-made for this golf course. At least his ball striking certainly is. Again, need the short game to follow. Okay, so that wraps up the five I have for you here. But let's, of course, just go 5-1 in case I talked too quickly, you didn't hear him, or whatever the case may be. Matt Wallace, he's number one sleeper. Number five sleeper, Lee Westwood, number four. Adam Scott, number three. Bubba Watson, number two. And Colin Morikawa, number one. Of course, this is Masters Week. This is the Super Bowl of the professional golf world, of course. And with 3 Millionaire Makers, the biggest PGA DFS week of all time, and likely because of how many states are now legal in betting. Probably the biggest betting week of the professional golf of all time. That's all we can say about it. It is pretty amazing to be a part of it. I love being a part of this growing industry. So I want to thank all of you for coming by and checking out my videos here. And of course, we have so much more videos. Make sure you like and subscribe to the channel. We've got Ben and Josh coming out with great betting content. Of course, you can check out my top five fades video, my top five values coming up. Of course, the top five fades, that's going to be done right after this. So I'm doing this Tuesday afternoon. Hopefully you guys are having a good start to your Masters week. And good luck this week. Let's take down the Millie, everybody. See you next time.